Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 77. Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading this first anniversary episode of Bear Podcast. I am your host, The Nard. It's been a year now, and I really enjoy doing these podcasts for all of you guys. So, throughout the year, there have been ups and downs. The only downs that I could remember were the hurricanes, Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita, and what effects it had to me and my partner, and everything else are good. All the other episodes are all good. So this is pretty much a best of Bear Podcast show. It's not a rerun of an old episode, but I would like to share audio clips from old episodes. Okay, so let's start. I would like to share audio clips from the top five downloaded shows. Okay, here we go.
Number five.
This is Nard with Vito from BearDard.com. Say hello to everyone, Vito.
Hello.
So, tell me about BearDar. What got you started in setting up BearDar.com?
Well, it's funny you asked. I called my business partner friend Larry in Chicago to remind me how we started and all that. And he reminded me that we had wonderful sex at IBR, and that's how we met.
Okay.
And he mentioned to me that he knew how to do some programming, and then I knew how to do some programming. And I called him a few months later and said, hey, you know, I want to start a personal site. I'd already started it and, you know, got it, some of the programming going, and he helped me. And so now we're business partners, and we've already started the site. It's in beta, meaning that it's still in testing. The official launch is actually IBR. This year, 2006, I have a table.
That was episode 36. Yeah, Vito has been a good part of the Bear Podcast family. He's got his own podcast. It's BearDar.com/BDblog. You can find it in iTunes also. I got to meet Big V Bear during IBR 2006 in San Francisco. He always sends in voicemails and drunk dial. He sends him to the show, and I really, really appreciate it.
Number four.
Okay, here with me is Jerry. He's on the other line. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi. Jerry's...
How you doing, Maynard?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, so Jerry here is the former president of Bears of San Antonio, and now he's handling an event that they're going to do in South Party Island. But anyway, tell us about Bears of San Antonio first. So when did you guys form Bears of San Antonio?
Actually, Maynard, approximately 2 years ago, I left Houston and moved over to San Antonio. And one night, some friends, we were all out for dinner, and we were talking about why is there no bear club in San Antonio. And our discussion went on for a while. Then we talked to some other people around town and found out that a bear club had been tried. As a matter of fact, a couple of clubs have been tried in San Antonio, but just didn't go well, and the clubs were dissolved. So we decided that we would start the Alamo City Bears. Then later on, we actually changed the name to the Bears of San Antonio. And so we've been in business for approximately 2 years, and our club now is one of the largest organizations in San Antonio.
Wow.
Jerry's a very good friend of mine. He's one of my best friends, actually. That interview was done before Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, and then later Hurricane Rita hit Texas. So they had to cancel Bears to the Coast, and they had to move the date. It was done last March. I'm sure many of you guys downloaded the podcasts and videos from that event.
Number three.
No, it was neat. The crowd was great. Packed. All kinds of people, not just bears, chasers. Gorgeous guys. And not a purse to be seen.
No purse, no pink.
No purse, no chiffon.
No goal in May.
No, nothing like that.
Oh, I see.
Just pretty men like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was this one guy there. I don't know what his name was. But he had the most gorgeous blue eyes. He had silver hair, you know, kind of premature gray hair. Because I think he was younger than me. So it would have made him, what, 28?
Okay. All right.
But he had the most beautiful ice blue eyes. And he was short, you know, just a barrel of a guy with hands like tree trunks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I bet he's got a chode.
I don't know. I talked to somebody that had been with him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a chode.
No, but I say he's big old bottom.
Oh, I see.
And,
if you guys are wondering what the chode is, we got to know what the chode is. A chode is
bear dick.
No, it's a bear.
Short and stubby.
Short and thick. So that's what a chode is. That's what we learned from some friends.
That was Mark. Mark is also one of my best friends, and that audio was downloaded a lot because I think it's because it was the first pool party I ever recorded. I was just starting and experimenting back then. It was a learning experience. I really enjoy doing interviews at venues.
Number two.
You got to check out the link on the website on bearpodcast.com. I have a link there to their picture. He posted their picture when they were kissing at Fenway Park. Well, him and his boyfriend are wearing Red Sox shirt and a New York Yankee shirt. You should look at that. If you look at the link on the website by Murphy, it's a post on September 28th. And there are so many...
I hate the Yankees.
Okay. That was Mike in the background. On that episode, I featured Murphy from LiveJournal. You can still see the picture they posted on the link. It's a very interesting picture because you don't know if people at Fenway Park would get pissed because there are big gay bears kissing at the ballpark or because they were wearing Red Sox and Yankee t-shirts while kissing. Yeah, that was an awesome picture. Okay, here is the topmost downloaded episode.
Number one.
Okay, I'd like to comment on this while it's playing in the background. Woo! Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is episode one of Bear Podcast.
I sound so dorky.
The Nard.
God.
You can call me a Nardster, Nardass, Nardinator, or just Nard.
Nardass.
It's easier that way. So this is my first attempt of a podcast.
Or maybe Nardinator would be good.
Others do websites and blogs. I decided to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. There's no real format to the show. No real format.
It's pretty much a format now, right?
Talking about bear stuff, bear runs, gay stuff, etc. I will also be conducting interviews with some people. That'll be from time to time. I might even have a co-host. So,
And yep, that's Excalibur.
That you might find interesting. In the show, I'll be talking about...
very bad audio back then.
A bear run that I've been this year.
So much noise.
So aside from that, I intend to feature some websites and or bear profiles. Could be a Bear 411, Bear www.
Which later on, you guys know as Wolf What a Bear.
Any other bear sites that I might see. I will be doing it at random.
I've been calling it for so long
now. Or if people would email me, I might feature them. It just depends. We'll just wing it as we go along. So stick around, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Yep, that was episode one. Wow, it's a long time ago. Really sounded so goofy. I wasn't sure what I was doing back then. I just had the format in mind, and it just evolved. You know, my first Wolf What a Bear feature was a guy in the UK, I believe. I was sort of testing the waters on podcasting to see how listeners would react. And so far, I've had a lot of good responses, and I'm really enjoying doing the shows. Okay, now, I'm going to feature now the top five videos of Bear Podcast. Of course, it's a video, so it would be pointless to play it because some of them have just slideshows and pictures and videos of events. Okay, so here we go.
Number five.
Texas Renaissance Festival. That was one of my first attempts to do video podcasts or video blogs. It was fun to see bears walking around wearing chainmails and kilts. Very hot.
Number four.
International Bear Rendezvous Part 3. I had a video there of the San Francisco Bears doing a tribute to Lurch. Lurch was a very prominent person in the gay community there in the Bay Area, and it was such a huge loss for the community when he passed away. I was there, and I was kind of teary-eyed when they were showing the video tribute.
Number three.
The Bear Bitch Project. I was just running around the trees at Rainbow Ranch in Grosbeck, Texas. I had fun doing that, and I was still experimenting on doing video podcasts back then. I think it's one of the first ones.
Number two.
Texas Bear Roundup, Part 3. I was in Dallas for TBRU back in March, and I took videos there. I took videos of the show that Saturday night. She Got a Mustache was there, and she did a great job in hosting the show. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the last one.
Number one.
Wolf What a Bear video of Venice Cub. Yes, I do have an audio clip of that.
The powers that be, and
now it's 2006, and 4 years later, and it's been going good. I've had a good time.
Wow. So, what's your favorite video so far?
The favorite one that I've done would probably have to be Bear Essentials. I have two good scenes in that one. The guys I worked with in those were a lot of fun and mentally kind of the same place I was. And one was filmed in Orlando at Bear Bust, which was a big party and a great time. And then the other one was filmed in Palm Springs, which was another big party and a great time. So when you're in that atmosphere, it makes it much easier than if you're going to a specific place just to make a film. And, you know the pressure will be there. And when it just kind of happens, it just seems to be much easier. Calmer, you know, not as much pressure. Guys that I was really attracted to and stuff like that. So
I see.
Bear Essentials, definitely my favorite one.
I think my favorite was California Bears.
My first one.
Yeah, California
Bears.
Yeah,
a lot of people like that one. I got to admit, because it's my first one and I'm overly critical, I will say that I improved after that. But there's something to be said for, you know, first time jitters. And, you know, it was exciting. I mean, I went there to just take photos. And, you know, the producers were very good at what they were doing. And convinced me, not against my will, obviously, because I wanted to do it. It just took a little prodding and, you know, saying the right things. And, yeah, it was great. I had a great time.
Great. Let me see. Wait, what about today or this weekend? Did you guys have a shoot?
No, I was only, I helped out with the bingo for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to raise money for all the fine charities that IBR raises money for, and they auctioned off a bunch of my clothes and jock straps and stuff like that, and I made a nice chunk of money for a good cause, and that was nice, but that was really all the only work-oriented thing I was doing. I've helped out downstairs at the booth, obviously, and,
yeah,
you know, signed a couple of movies. Bear Voyage 2, my latest one, was released at this IBR.
Yeah.
And there's calendars down there as well. So not any video shooting at all, but I've been doing a little bit of work.
Oh, that's good.
But all fun, you know, all fun, no pressure work kind of a thing, you know.
All right, I'm looking forward to get Bear Voyage.
You know what?
I have to admit,
it looks good. It, of course, you know, when you're shooting on a big cruise like that, it's a lot of fun. Everyone's in a good mood. And if it weren't for shooting the video, I probably wouldn't have been able to go. So, you know, my purpose for going was dual purpose. I got to go and have fun, and I also got to do it on someone else's dime, which is really nice. So, yeah, so that was nice.
All right. Well, thank you for being the show. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy. Enjoy the movie. I hope you. I think you'll like Bear Voyage too. There's some good scenes in that one.
Bear Voyage, guys. It was great interviewing him, and he is such a nice guy. He was a very accommodating person, and he agreed on doing a video with me. Well, I would like to do a porn video with him, though. Just kidding. I almost creamed my pants because he's such a hot bear, and he's one of my favorite porn stars in bear films. Okay, so I'll be posting the links on the show notes for these shows, for these videos, and all the podcasts. So you can, you know, listen to them and watch the videos. So you, in a way, you're catching up with the old episodes.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
Let me rub your head.
Woohoo.
Okay. Mike is in the show. Okay, I'm bribing him right now, so. With a head rub. Okay, how was your drive yesterday?
Was long. Mm-hmm. And boring.
So you was a lot of traffic in I-10?
Yeah, and a lot of construction.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. When I first did this podcasting thing, what did you think?
Oh, gosh. I thought, where's he going to find the time to do this? Because he's already doing too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I manage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I manage. Mm-hmm. And next week's going to be our anniversary. You know, it's coming Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Thursday.
Wow.
Yep.
Maybe 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
So, after this, we're going to go to Walmart. What are you going to cook?
Yay. Curry chicken salad. For the party.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to help, right?
Yeah, I'm going to help. I'm going to slice for you.
Yay.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Saturday, July 22nd. It's actually Palima's birthday party, and we've got to go there later.
And it's very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Earlier than people should be awake on Saturday.
I know. That's the only time. You're going to get busy the whole morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to get nude tonight in the pool?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're nude now in bed.
Don't say that. My mom might be listening.
No, she won't be. I don't think she would be listening to this.
My mom's into bears. You never know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, tonight's going to be a lot of people at the party. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I want to talk about when I first saw you.
Okay, what about it?
July 27th, 2002. Is that right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We're a Nations and Friends party, and I saw Mike, the birthday boy, was going to have a party tonight. He's the one who introduced me to this very, very amazing man. So, anyway, you gotta get busy. Thank you for having a cameo appearance in the show, Mike.
Well, wait a minute. You forgot to talk about the way you actually looked the first time you met me.
Oh, okay.
You remember?
Yeah, you were so...
You were introduced, and you looked up at me with this, like, totally retarded look on your face.
I was not. Gosh.
And you started batting your eyes. You're like, and then you molested me.
I did not molest
you. At the bar, yes, you did.
I did not molest you. I just kissed you. That's all I remember.
Just like friends kiss, huh?
Yeah. Why you're so mean to me?
And then you called me the next day.
Uh huh.
You said, "I hope you don't mind. I got your phone number from Palima."
Yeah. I was trying my best to, what do you call this? You know, keep it. Keep, you know, just.
You can't get out of this one, you know that. I know. You're trying your best to.
But look at what happened now. See?
Turned out pretty well.
Very well. Yeah. We can have our Hawaiian trip in a few weeks. I'm excited about that. What are we going to do there? We're going to go scuba diving.
Yeah.
No, snorkeling. Because you need a license, I think, right, to do scuba diving.
I think we need to go and just lay on a beach.
Is there a nude beach there?
Yeah, there's some.
Are we going to Fort Lauderdale this year?
Yeah, if you want to.
Maybe for Thanksgiving?
Yep.
I like Hollover Beach there.
Yeah.
I like walking around just with shades.
Shades and an iPod?
Shades and an iPod. And then Columbus in September. That's right.
Yep.
Anyway, so what are we going to do now? We're going to make love.
We're going to cook first.
We're going to cook first, then. Okay, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye, boys.
Here are events for you guys. 16th International AIDS Conference from August 13th to 18th in Toronto, Canada. AIDS 2006 organizers are pleased to announce that the final conference program is now available online. With over 400 sessions, meetings, and workshops from which to choose, AIDS 2006 is an unparalleled opportunity to explore the latest developments in HIV science, policy, and practice. So check out the website at AIDS2006.org. The 30th Annual Gay Softball World Series is from August 14th to 19th. So it's going to be in Florida this year. So, okay, let me go to this website at series2006ftl.com. Welcome to Series2006FTL, site of the 2006 Gay World Series in beautiful and sunny Fort Lauderdale. We in South Florida are thrilled to be hosting the 30th Annual Gay World Series, made famous by Connie Francis in 1960 as the city where the boys are and noted for its spring break heritage. Fort Lauderdale has transformed itself into an eclectic mix of family entertainment, diverse lifestyles, and adult playgrounds. The kids are gone, but the kid in all of you will return as you play on our beaches, stroll down our promenades, and enjoy our restaurants and bar districts. Yeah, I know a couple of people who are going there. Some people in LiveJournal, some friends in here in Houston are going to Florida for that event. So it's going to be on August 14th to 19th. And yeah, I'm quite sure many of you guys are into softball. I myself am into softball. I like playing in the Gay League here in Houston. And yeah, we just play. I only play during the summer. And it's already ended last June, I believe. Yeah, so anyway, check out their website. It's going to be the It's going to be Florida is going to be hosting it, so check out their website at series2006ftl.com. Okay, on the right side of the website, bearpodcast.com, you'll see a section called Adbox Sponsors. That's where you can buy a box and for $30, and it'll stay there for a year. It's advertising. So if you have a business or a website or that you want to promote, and yeah, you can buy an ad box. Okay, so our first featured ad box sponsor is BearFever.com. And yeah, they're a Dallas company. They sell shirts and mugs and many different kinds that are personalized. They can embroider for you or use a photo or a picture that you drew. And they can put it on a shirt or mugs or whatever, wherever you want to put it. So they go to Bear Runs and they sell apparel there. Usually, if they go to those events, they would sell bear-oriented shirts. And not only that, they have a lot of stuff too. So check out the website at bearfever.com. Okay, so now back to the show.
Greetings and salutations to everyone listening to the Bear Podcast. This is Roy Buckingham, a.k.a. Ex-Calibear, I'm co-host of the Bear Podcast. Wow, a year has come and gone already. I cannot believe a year has come and gone already. I'll never forget when Maynard interviewed me for Wolf What a Bear. It was episode 20 of Bear Podcast, and as a matter of fact, I remember going back and listening to the show just recently and cringing in embarrassment about how geeky I got on that show. For those of you who have not listened to that show, if you can't take over excessive discussions about Harry Potter and Disney, I don't recommend listening to it. Just kidding. But I first met Maynard online through LiveJournal, and then he came out to Berkeley, California, and I met up with him because he was there visiting families, and we instantly gelled and bonded with each other. And next thing you know, he has me as Wolfwood a Bear on his podcast, and I was still fresh and new to the whole podcasting thing and everything, and I was, you know, really getting into it and listening to shows and stuff. The only show at the time I was listening to was the Don and Drew show. And then the next thing you know, he's asking me to be co-host, and I agreed, and I don't regret any moment of it. To be honest with you, I look forward to doing Bear Podcast every single fucking week, and it's been an absolute blast to do, because it's time that I get to spend with Maynard, who has quickly become one of my best friends. He really has. I just wish I was able to see Maynard more often. I don't regret anything that I've done on this show whatsoever. We've had our controversial times. There's been times I've said things that's probably made you cringe and roll your eyes, and I acknowledge that. But I don't regret anything I've done. I have an absolute blast with the show. It fulfills the fantasy that I have about wanting to be a radio DJ and being in the spotlight, because I'm a diva, damn it. One of the best things that's happened because of this podcast is the friends that I've made over time. Becoming friends with the boys at B-Talk, who I hope someday I will meet in person. I want to meet all five of you guys in person out there, because you guys are great. You're an inspiration to me. I need to get Shannon to sign his CD for me and all that jazz. So you guys are great. I've also, of course, become great friends with Don and Drew. And the thing that's bizarre about doing the podcast, not only this show, but also participating once in a while in the Don and Drew show, is the recognition that you get. It's weird how people recognize you by voice. And I wasn't ready for that type of recognition. It was one thing for me to get recognized for the porn, you know, it was cringing and eye-rolling and stuff like that, but this is different, that people were actually able to recognize your voice, and it makes me realize how many people actually listen to the show and how many people I actually touch with it. And it's a great feeling, to be honest with you. Not only have I made all the friends in the podcasting world, like I said, B-Talk, Don and Drew Show, also Tim Henson over at Distorted View, but I've made lots of friends thanks to this show. I mean, just for starters, Kendall, Babalu, Michael West, Queer's Folky Boy, the list goes on and on and on, to be quite honest with you, and I'm glad that I've met all these friends. Steven up in Alaska is amazing list of friends, and I'm glad to have all of you in my life. Alex in Iraq, all have met me because of this show, and that's an experience that I would never turn around ever again. I enjoy, like I said, every day that I do this podcast. I'm glad and proud to be a part of it. I am glad that we have actually made it through a year. I congratulate Maynard on that, and I hope to see us go for another year. I really do. I don't want this show to die yet. It's a blast. It's fun. I love being goofy and wacky and entertaining you guys while informing you guys, even though I know sometimes some of my opinions raise eyebrows, but that's just the way that I am. So congratulations, Maynard, on 1 year of having a successful, fun show, and I can't wait for the next year. Let's get to it. By the way, on a personal note, Maynard, happy anniversary, too. 4 years. Congratulations. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Roy. Excalibur has been helping a lot with the show. He's really great, and he's doing a great job co-hosting the show. I wish that the next time we see each other, we could podcast properly with less background noise and with better equipment, perhaps. So, shout out to my podcasting buddy and friend, Excalibur. Give my regards to Chris. This coming weekend, I'll be in Allentown to visit my folks. Maybe I'll tell you guys later what happens to that. Then, next week, I'll be going to Hawaii. Mike and I, along with two of my other friends, Mark and Shahram, will be in Honolulu. So, my question to you guys is, what good places are there to go to around in Hawaii? Send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. We're celebrating Mark's 50th birthday there, so we're wondering what luau can we go to. Maybe you listeners can suggest places around there, so, you know, give a suggestion. So please contact me. It would be great to get a comment from you guys. You can send your comments to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can leave voice comments at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And yeah, I'll be playing that in the show. You can also post your comments on the website, www.bearpodcast.com. I've been screening the posts lately because I've been getting these spams. So I had to screen it. I would like to give special shout-outs to the other bear-oriented podcasters. The B-Talk Boys, Foul Monkeys, Bear Dar Radio, Ox Populi, and lately Bear Soup, Folky Boy also. And if I forgot to mention any, please let me know. Sorry about that if I do. I have a bad memory sometimes. I would also like to thank all the guests in the show, people I interviewed, my local friends here in Houston who helped out in the podcast. I also enjoy meeting new people from different cities and different walks of life. That's pretty much what the Bear Podcast is all about. Striving to make the bear world smaller and smaller, and getting to know the people in it. There's more to a person's facial hair, chest hairs, and hairy bellies. Some of them are teachers, engineers, bartenders, students, musicians, and of course, the Wolf for the Bear portion of the show. Bringing you the interesting hot guys, one bear at a time. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up now. I really appreciate you guys listening. Like I said before, I consider you all my friends, and most of you are friends who I haven't met yet. So, my friend, let's go for another year. What do you say? Perhaps a few more years. We'll see. Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening to the show. Many whoops and many hugs.
Slap you. Mm-hmm.